Thursday to you, to everybody.
Happy Thursday. Can I just tell you, I'm sitting on my minky blanket.
Are you sitting on yours?
Patricia,
Patricia,
God, I'm in love with it. I'm in love with
it. I know.
Oh my God.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
It's like my binky. Blanket. It's my binky. It's my binky.
You guys, first of all, before we get into the whole Ministry of Truth being dismantled, undone, whatever you want to call it, first, we have to mention very quickly about our friends at Acre Gold. Remember, if you're looking at a way, because did you see the stock market yesterday? Oh my God. You guys, if you haven't looked at your 401k statements, don't do it. Do not. Mm-mm. But if you're looking at them and you're thinking, man, now is the time I should be thinking about expanding and looking at gold, physical gold that you can have and hold on your person or in your safe at home, use Acre Gold. They're our favorite because it's a subscription service. So you just pay some money, your choice of amount of money per month, and then you earn these bars of gold, 2.5 gram bars of gold. They send them to you in the mail as you earn them. And so it's a really great way to sort of stock up and hedge against all this crazy stock market hullabaloo. Physical gold, you guys, now is the time. So go to getacregold.com/chicks. The website's super easy to understand and go to and visit and use. So getacregold.com/chicks. Check them out immediately.
Do it.
No more Ministry of Truth, you guys. Nina Jankowicz, or whatever her name is.
Bye. Bye,
girl,
crazy
bye.
Lady. Bye, crazy show choir lady. Listen, I love show choir. I do. My daughter's doing it today. My daughter's doing a show choir thing today. I know you're going to be so excited about that. I know. Listen, she's got to dress up like 80s. I'm going to crimp her hair. I got to crimp her hair, Mach, okay? I'm crimping.
You have a tool to do that?
I had to buy one on Amazon. They still sell them. Like, I was like, do they even have these? I looked on Amazon. Lo and behold, they still sell crimpers.
Oh my God.
Who buys these? Moms of little girls who are in like show choir. I had to, God, I have to do this. So anyways, I have to put up pictures on our insiders page of my daughter's crimped hair today, just because, you know, 80s represent, you guys. Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
First of all, so they've disbanded it. They've dismantled it. And Tucker, with his glorious giggle, Tucker broke this down last night. And this is a little bit of a longer Tucker clip than we normally play, because it also includes a clip of Peter Doocy fighting it out with KJP on this very issue. So it's a very extensive and solidly high quality Tucker moment. And so he explains it better than anyone. Watch.
Jankowicz was so embarrassing that even the Biden administration, which has an almost infinite capacity for embarrassment, or really no shame whatsoever, you see the White House press secretary? Even they couldn't put up with her. Now, Nina Jankowicz has an obvious response to this. If you think she's absurd, well, you're a sexist. Watch.
Women should not be involved in government. They cannot be trusted.
The real reason she's angry is because no Chads would hit it and stick with it.
Those are just two of the thousands of abusive tweets I've received over the past couple of months. Unfortunately, for women in politics, journalism, academia, or basically any time when we express an opinion while female, that is not the exception. It's the norm.
Oh, I'm sassy and strong, but if people criticize me, I have to put on costumes. And I cry because I'm so strong and sassy. We can play her greatest hits for hours. She's an expert on disinformation, after all. But if we had to pick our favorite performance by Nina Jankowicz, all of which are about Nina Jankowicz because the well of narcissism is endless, it would have to be this one.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little lie, little lie. It's how you hide a little lie, little lie. It's how you hide a little lie, little lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared that intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo and we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh!
If that's not your ringtone by the end of tonight's show, you have no sense of humor.
So today, our Peter Ducey asked the White House, how could they possibly shut this down? I mean, it's just so great. And they blamed mischaracterization from outside forces. Watch.
So if it's pausing because you think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did really did address what was happening across the country when it came to disinformation.
And it's okay it's to all, wait now, 75
days. It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterizations from outside forces.
You know, she's only 3 days into the job. We're already noticing a tick in our friend Karina Jean-Pierre. So she punctuates the cliches and the completely meaningless chunks of language that spill forth from her mouth with the word right. Right? Right? It's an academic tick.
I do that too, though. I gotta say, I say right all the time.
It's different when you're just like a regular person and not an actual professional spokesperson for the White House.
I say right all the time.
You don't say it as often as she does.
He would hate me. He would totally hate me because I say it all the time.
That's fake news. Fake.
It's true.
Fake news. No.
Yeah, but then again, I'm not Jean-Luc Pierre, Picard Pierre.
KJP.
Yeah. KJP. Yeah, I'm not her. And I'm not flipping through pages trying to figure out what to say. You know,
well, and then not saying anything. I mean, that's the thing is that she uses all that those same words to just not really say anything at all.
Right.
Now, a lot of people were losing their absolute crap on Twitter about this in good ways and in bad ways. So Taylor Lorenz is the person who wrote up the big giant Washington Post story. And of course, Taylor Lorenz is just an insufferable hag anyway. So her spin on the reason for the disbanding of this entire board is because the right has just attacked it. So the right has strongly criticized it and condemned it. And to me, that's what's really scary about it is that only the right has been critical of the fact that there's a Ministry of Truth. Like, everybody should be upset about this. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, you should not be okay with this entire idea.
Well, you should, because at any point, like, if they would have instilled this and it would have stuck, then at any point, and if that's something that the government would have said, okay, well, we're going to stick with this and we're going to, like, run with it, and it's something that we're going to have forever and ever, amen, then that's something that would have turned on them eventually. And this is what freaking commies don't understand. This is what they never get, right? Is that the tables can always turn onto them. They can't get that into their thick commie brains.
They cannot get it. My favorite, and I told you about this when we were texting yesterday, Jesse Kelly. Oh God. Jesse Kelly, you guys, if you're not following him on Twitter, you have to, like, immediately. Jesse Kelly tweeted at Nina after this news broke and said, and I quote, "Hey," and then her handle, "we're looking for a new cleaning lady around the studio. Heard you might have some time on your hands. Let me know."
he's my favorite pig, right? My favorite sexist pig. He's my favorite. I love that. He's the kind of guy you and I would get along with
because he's
in the studio.
Absolutely shameless about how misogynistic he is, and it's all in good fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We would get along beautifully.
Oh my God, that was just my most favorite thing ever. Okay, a couple more things to get to with respect to KJP. So yesterday, Peter Ducey also asked her once again about where in the world Americans are supposed to get the extra cash it now requires to fill up your car. Because it's bad, you guys. Yeah. It is so bad.
Listen, they're talking about how gas could go beyond the $10 a gallon mark. Yeah. I mean, I was listening to people talk about that yesterday and how that is not out of the question. And we could see that. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's at $7 in some states. I mean, it's not out of the question that we could see $10 a gallon gas. And some stations are running out. So there's a shortage. And so, I mean, it's starting to freak me out at this point.
Well, because we're becoming Venezuela.
Right. We're becoming Venezuela. And it's like we're frogs in a boiling pot, you know? So we're looking at this and we're like, okay, well, this sucks. They're not doing anything about it. They don't have, we've got what, 2 more years left of this schmuck? So he has no solutions except for to blame other people. That's all he knows how to do. And we're frogs in this boiling pot. It just keeps getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And everybody's just like kind of accepting the fact that there's $7 gas in some states. It is now $4 or more in all states, in all 50 states. $4.
That's never happened, ever.
Never.
That's never, ever, ever happened.
Ever. It's historic. And we're all just like, all right. And there are Democrats, there are people in this country who are just like, oh yeah, Biden's doing a good job. What is wrong with you?
Oh my
what
is, God.
How are people still Democrats? How?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question. Well, so Peter Ducey asked KJP about where in the world Americans are supposed to get this extra cash to pay for these high prices. And just listen to the ridiculous non-answer she gives him.
Americans are now spending $5,000 a year on gasoline. That's almost double what they did a year ago. Where are people supposed to go to get all that extra cash?
To get the extra cash to pay for gas?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the things that we've been very clear about is to do everything in our power to make sure that we lower cost. You know, it is important. We see it. The president understands what the American people is going through. And that's why we're doing everything that we can. We've made multiple announcements in the past several months of what we're doing, whether it's the strategic petroleum reserve, whether it's the ethanol 15, to make sure that.
So they're making announcements. That's what they're doing. So in order to help me pay my bills, the Biden administration is just going to make it now. Thanks a lot. You asked.
Well, they're
that.
Making it a priority. They're like, it's super important to them. Mm. They feel your pain. They feel it.
They feel it. And then they're making announcements, which doesn't help me jack squat. Doesn't help me at all.
I mean, can you believe that was that it's getting worse. I mean, like, yeah. I know it's her, you know, it's her first week, but it's like, it feels like it's getting worse. If you think prices are high now, hang on, because it's going to get a lot worse, which is why you should take advantage of Genucel's Rewards program, for example.
Right now. Right now. Do it right now.
Because one thing that you should never skimp on is your skincare. And Genucel is the absolute bomb.com. Right now, most popular package, and it's called that for a reason, you guys, because it's very nicely curated with all of their best things. You can get up to 60% off if you order the most popular package. You are going to, that also includes the immediate effects for under your eye. It includes the amazing ultra retinol cream, which is just glorious. And then if you sign up for the rewards, it's 10% off your order. You get a sample gift set. You can get up to 60% off of skincare in general on their site, genucel.com/chicks. I promise you, you're going to love this stuff. Okay, I mentioned earlier, you should not be looking at your 401k statement at all. The stock market tumbled, like, I think 1,100 points yesterday. And so Peter, or was it Peter? Somebody asked KJP about the stock market yesterday. You guys, okay, I'm just going to play it.
The Fed chair, you know, the Federal Reserve is independent. We leave them to make their own policy decisions. We do not get involved in that. And nothing has changed on how we see the stock market. We do not. That's not something that we keep an eye on every day. So I'm not going to comment about that from here.
They don't keep an eye on that, you guys. They don't keep an eye on that.
Why would you look at that? Why would you give a shit about that? I mean, you're just the White House. Who cares? Why?
They don't look at that.
We don't watch TV. We don't care about what Americans do. We don't care about the stock market. We're the White House. We live in a bubble. We live in a bubble where everything is happy and everybody's rich because we just take your money. It's great. It's great in here. It's great.
Oh my God.
Sorry about your sucky lives and your sucky economy out there in real life. Sorry about that.
We're not looking at it.
No.
You guys feel better? You guys feel good about where we are? You feeling good?
God. People are insufferable.
Somebody put together a lovely little montage of KJP on the Twitter machine.
Already?
And it's so perfect. Watch this.
I have not seen that specific data that you're speaking of. So I don't have an update on that. I will have to check in with our team to see if we have something to share. I just don't have an update, but I understand the question. No, it's a very good question. I don't have an update on that. I'm happy to go back and get that. I don't have anything specific on that. I don't have, it's not my place from here, this podium. So I don't have any update for you on that. Can you say that again? What came back? I don't have a timeline on that. Are you talking about a specific tweet? I don't want to get ahead of what he's going to say. As soon as we have that, we'll promise to share. Well, I think they will be happening. I don't have any update for you on that. I don't have anything specific for you to point to. As soon as we have an update, I promise to share that. I don't have any list in front of me to read out to you. I don't have any information about if anyone's on the plant. That particular data I have not seen yet, so I would need to check in with our.
This goes on for a whole full other minute. Okay, it's 2 minutes.
And she looks like she's in pain when she's saying it, doesn't she? She's like, I feel like my stomach is hurting a little bit. I feel like I may have some explosive diarrhea. I did look like I'm in pain when I'm saying that.
Not my place.
I had a bad burrito last night and I just not my place. Doesn't she look like she's
really not my place?
It's very uncomfortable. Doesn't she look like something is about to happen down, like she needs to run to the bath? You know, she looks so uncomfortable when she says that every single time. Like she's like,
and it's a lot.
All the time. All the time.
All the time. But you guys, the great news is that she is a Black gay immigrant.
That's right.
So no worries.
Right, you guys.
No worries.
No, I mean, listen, we all can see that that milestone has been reached. So yay, America.
Yay. We're in great hands.
We're sucking at everything. But listen, yay. Yay you. Great.
You know who Carrie Lake is? Carrie Lake is that just absolutely gorgeous chick that used to be a TV reporter, TV newscaster person in Arizona for like 20 plus years. And she was very, very popular. And now she's gotten very political and she's running for governor of Arizona. And she just posted, because she's apparently, she's not well liked by the Arizona, whatever their paper is, she'll mention it in this clip that you're about to see. But she sat down with a reporter from this newspaper and she just gives it to her. And it's just so delicious when you see these people fight back against the mainstream media bullcrap. And she does it so well. And I thought that this would be a good thing to share with everybody.
I offered my border policy to the Arizona Republic. Your management refused to take it unless I took out the word invasion, which tells me that you guys are on the side of the cartels.
Well, then why did you agree to do an interview?
Because you've been pestering me.
That's true.
You've been pestering me nonstop, because the only discussion that the Arizona Republic is interested in is a far left discussion. And Stacey, you've been here 10 months. You don't understand Arizona. I'm sorry to say that. I'm out with the people every day. I'm out with hundreds of people every day, thousands of people some days. They're fed up at what's happening at our border.
I
appreciate your time. We gave you one more question. You asked the question. We've given you probably, 5 or 10 minutes longer? I appreciate your time, but I'm really prepared for another hit piece from the Republic. The good news is our polling is showing that every day you guys write a hit piece on me, or every week, and it's not sticking, because the good people of Arizona, who I have a relationship with and I've had a relationship with for 27 years, are not buying the garbage that you guys are peddling.
I don't
understand why you are biased.
Attacking my, you know, having lived here a short period of time. This is a state of newcomers. Lots of people are from.
But I'm just saying, Stacey, you don't understand what the people of Arizona want. You don't understand the people because you haven't had a relationship like I have for 27 years. And you're here at 10 months acting like you know what the people of Arizona want when it comes to the border. The people of Arizona want a secure state. The people of Arizona want to make sure their kids don't get their hands on drugs. The people of Arizona want to make sure that the cartels no longer have operational control of our border. And we will, when I am governor, take back control of our border. We will finish President Trump's wall. We will send our Arizona National Guard down to the border and we will arm them. We're not going to let people over. And when we find people, we're going to send them back.
Carrie Lake for governor.
Yes.
God, that was gorgeous. That right? was a thing of beauty. I loved how that chick was squirming. She was like, oh, yeah. She's being mean, you guys. Take me out of here. You could just tell how squirmy she was. Why are you being mean to me? Why are you being mean, Carrie? I just got here. Oh, my God. That was a thing of beauty. I loved every second of that. That was so right? badass. Yeah,
it was so badass. And she's so gorgeous. I mean,
yeah, she is gorgeous. Yeah.
You know, she uses the Genucel. You know,
all about the Genucel. she is all serumed up. She is serumed right up all in there.
Oh, by the way, speaking of news reporters, there is an update on Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, who, as you know, he signed like a $12 million deal with CNN Plus, which no longer exists. Mm-hmm. And so people have been wondering, well, what the heck does this mean for Chris Wallace? Well, what it means is that he's going to be having a Sunday night primetime show. So
on CNN.
On CNN. And I don't know who or what that replaces because I don't care. But that's, if you were wondering what's going to happen with Chris Wallace, that is in fact what's happening.
Yeah, I actually was not wondering and I didn't care, but that's sweet that you told all of us because I
felt like we just should.
I thought maybe he was going to go work at Starbucks or something, which would have been great.
He would have made a fine barista for
sure. Can you imagine the conversations he would have with people at Starbucks? Here is your latte. Here is your latte. Joe Smith and your latte. Like the way that he would give lattes to people. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
It would be.
Representative Mike Johnson, I don't remember where he's from. I don't remember what state he's from. But Mike Johnson did some grilling on the Hill yesterday of some pro-abortion doctors and activists about this whole Roe v. Wade issue. And there was a moment similar to what the video that you found that we played yesterday of that just idiot on the street who was like, woman has a right to choose. This is a doctor who he's questioning about when it's appropriate to continue to like kill your kids. And I'm sorry in advance for how irritating this woman's voice is. It's awful, but it is what it is. You have to hear this exchange.
Wondering at what point is it not okay to abort a child? What age of gestation?
I trust all people to determine what they can and can't do with their bodies. Full stop.
Okay.
I also believe that human rights, including access to the medical care that they need within their communities, is something that should be afforded everyone.
Great. Okay. So you support late-term abortion?
I support all people and trust.
That means late-term abortion. Do you support partial birth abortion? In other words, the child is half delivered, and then the woman says, my right, I want to take that one out. You support that?
I trust people to make decisions about
wow.
the body.
Wow. Okay. What about, so abortion should be allowed then, by your definition, for any reason, for any purpose, at any stage, right?
I trust people to make decisions about their body. And then when relevant, I think that they need to consult their medical practitioners.
Okay.
And not Congress.
If it is, listen, let me just ask you this question. If it is not lawful and morally acceptable to take the life of a 10-year-old child, I assume you agree with that, right? That would be wrong, correct?
I believe that.
Okay.
That
is and wrong. A 2-year-old child, same thing. That would be murder. We would all agree that's wrong. Then what is the principal distinction between the human being that is 2 years old or 9 months old or 1 week old or an hour old than one that is 8 inches further up the birth canal in the uterus? What's the difference? Why is it okay in the latter case and not the former cases?
I trust people to determine what to do with their own bodies.
Wow.
Full stop.
Wow. Full stop indeed. And that describes right there exactly what this is about. There's a legal issue here, but underneath that is a moral issue. It's about reality. It's about science, the advancement of medical technology. You're talking about unborn children. And your full stop is that you will support the termination of that child at any time. And that is frightening. And that is why this decision should be turned to the popular will of the people, and hopefully they'll protect the sanctity of every single human life and live up to the standards of our Declaration of Independence. I yield back.
She's pure evil.
Yeah, she's pure evil. Did you say that she was a doctor, Mock?
She wasn't. She's an activist. She's like in charge of some crazy activist organization. She was on a panel with doctors who were just as awful. Yeah, they were just bad.
And listen, I see people like, you know, on my social media and whatnot saying, these people are religious zealots. on the right, and this is all about religion. This isn't about religion.
No.
This isn't about, you can take religion out of it. You can be an agnostic, an atheist. This is about right and wrong. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not just a religious discussion that we're having. This is about you being barbaric. This is about you being a nut job. And this is about you being okay to murder another human being. This is about right and wrong, you guys. And that woman is out of her mind. Like, she just was like, she kept saying over, y'all saw it. She kept saying over and over again, just these talking points that somebody has put into her head. Like, it's okay to do this. It's okay to do that. No, it's not okay to kill another human being. It's not okay to do that, you freak. Like, what is wrong with these people? Seriously.
Just absolutely incredible, shameless, and just vile. And this is how, I think this is ultimately how they will hopefully lose this argument, because
I hope so.
They are so extreme that I think reasonable people, most people are reasonable, and they're going to look at that and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right.
Sorry, but like, what is wrong with you? If you can't see how disgusting that is, then you're just evil. And I don't think most people are evil.
No, I mean, listen, because you can look at it as a spiritual thing. You look at it as spiritual warfare. You could look at it as a religious thing. But you can also look at it as just, you're whack, lady. Like,
right.
It's just like what you said, WTF. Like, what is wrong? Like, can you not see how completely crazy you sound right now? No. And if they're going to dig their heels in, if they do win this argument, then we've got some serious, serious issues in this country that I just don't know if we'll ever be able to repair. I just, like, I weep.
Yeah. I ordered a lilac tree. And it's like a, what do they call a baby tree? A sapling or whatever. Is that right?
You're asking the wrong person. Right. You are like Martha Stewart right now. The fact that you knew that, like,
I don't know. I don't know if that's even right. I have no idea.
So impressed with you right now. So impressed.
Well, if that is in fact the name of a baby tree, then I got a lilac tree sapling and I planted it into my front yard. I did it all by myself. I took it out and I used the instructions, because fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks gives you very, very good instructions about how to plant whatever it is that you order from them, which was very, very helpful. It showed me how to dig the hole, how big, all that kind of stuff. So I did it. I planted the tree. Now I'm just waiting for it to flower. I don't know if that'll be this season or a couple seasons from now, but it's very exciting, you guys. And what's so great about fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks is that you can tell the site, which has every possible plant, shrub, tree you can imagine. You just tell the site where you live and they will tell you, here's the best kind of stuff to grow in your area. So if you don't know like how to grow plants and how to keep them alive, this is the place for you. Fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. You can get 15% off your entire order. Do it. What is in your sack of wackularity today?
Okay, so this is I don't know if it's whack, but I just found it to be very interesting and kind of bizarre. It's just something that you don't hear very often. Okay, so it's these separated identical twins. They are identical twins. They have been raised in two different countries, the United States and Korea, and there's a massive IQ difference is what they found. So there has been a study of these two different twins, twin girls. They were both born in Seoul, South Korea in 1974. They were separated at the age of two when one of them got lost at a market. How that happened, I know, right? So her parents, it's two girls. And despite her parents' appeal to find her missing daughter, she was not reunited with her family and was eventually adopted by a couple from the United States. So this chick, this little girl was like lost in a market. Isn't that horrifying? Right.
Oh my God.
But I know, it's horrifying. Identical twins. So this one girl was raised by her parents in Seoul. The other girl was like sent off to the United States and was adopted. All right. So she grew up in American soil. This other one was raised in South Korea. And the twins, I guess, since they were so young, they were completely unaware that they had a twin sister.
Right.
Okay. So fast forward into 2020, this chick like discovered that she not only had a twin, but she also had an older brother and a sister. They finally reunited. They completed a series of tests designed to assess their intelligence, mental health, medical history. And they had this groundbreaking study done that was like, four twins, about twins. And incredibly, the Korean sister, the Korean raised twin, had a significantly higher IQ, coming in at a whopping 16 points over her sister. And so they're trying to figure out why that is. Okay. And they think that some of it had to do with the fact, right. The one in America was dumber. She's been dumber.
Well, because the education system is totally borked.
This was my hypothesis, right? Is because the educational system is way worse here. And that's my hypothesis. Now, of course, they're saying stuff like, well, the girl here in America, she had a different upbringing. And, she grew up in a household that wasn't so stable and stuff like that. And they talked about how, they had different, there was some abuse and stuff in her upbringing. So that could have had something to do with it. And that's what they talk about, that kind of stuff. So the U.S. twin had a more turbulent childhood. Like, she had conflict in her new home and her parents divorced and stuff like that. So they try to blame it on that. But I find it very interesting, you guys. I know it's not like super whack, but I just thought this story was so fascinating because of the unbelievable difference in IQ between the two twins based on country. And I think that speaks volumes about America and our educational system based on Korea. Don't you think?
That's pretty, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And see here, I thought for sure that you were going to go with the chick that pooped on wigs. That was what I thought you were going to have in today's sack of whack.
Listen, I'll go back to something whack tomorrow, but I just thought that story was fascinating. I thought it was completely fascinating. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, it totally is.
I'll go back to some pooping tomorrow, you guys. I'll go back to pooping or somebody like hiding some gold up their ass. Okay. But today I wanted to go with something a little bit more, just something to soak your brain with some, it's very interesting. Interesting stuff.
Well, just to, put a cap on that, there is a woman in Kansas who police are hunting for because she went into a store and pooped on 8 wigs and no one knows why. No one knows why. It's not okay.
Remember we used to talk about on our radio show that jogger that would just poop?
Yeah.
He would just poop. It was like the serial jogger pooper. Mm-hmm. And it's because he had a problem. Like, he would go jogging and he just couldn't wait to get home, and then they arrested him.
That's gross and it's unacceptable, but at least that's maybe slightly more understandable than going into a store, seeking out some new wigs and choosing that place.
Right. And pooping on a hair piece. Like,
what makes you do that?
Some sort of fetish with the hair piece. Yeah. I don't know. This world, man.
I mean, seriously. Oh my God. It's freaking crazy.
Today's crazy, you guys. If your day is crazy, we'll be thinking about you. We'll all just be in this together. Let's all bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have the best Thursday of your lives. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye,
everybody.
We need to talk about our friends at Acre Gold really quickly because we like doing it. It's just a nice way to hedge against inflation and kind of build your portfolio and have some diversity in it. All you have to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks. You can start investing right away. And if you tweet or post at @get_acre, you have a chance to win a free gold bar. All you have to do is just say, here's why I should be the winner. And then you very well may be the winner. So it's getacregold.com/chicks.
Project Veritas founder and CEO James O'Keefe joins me to discuss the new FBI whistleblower exposing the government's targeting of journalists it considers political opponents. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, O'Keefe also describes the horrifying FBI raid he endured, and I'll share my very personal thoughts on the truly disturbing abortion protests I witnessed this week. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.